This is the season two premiere of Crew Has It.
Wow.
Yes.
Where have we been, Michael?
Listen, man, we've been all over the place.
We've been LA, we've been to Europe.
LA, Europe, Prague, France. I gotta let y'all know, France, London, Amsterdam. Now the boys is back, locked in, working on season four for y'all. Cause y'all over here going crazy about season three.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's coming.
We started early on season four.
We did.
Just because we knew everyone was
our back day was supposed to be the 27th of January.
Yeah, right.
We got back on the 21st of January.
At least people
know. A week early for y'all.
At least people know that we're in season four. Because Ghost posted it, so.
Yeah.
Last one to the airport buys breakfast.
Day one. The boys are back. Season two of The Crew Has It. We took a little break.
Listen,
wanted you guys to catch up.
It's the season two premiere.
Right.
And who do we got with us, though? Like, who we got with us,
bro,
right here? We got Big Bank Bisha,
Big
man.
Bank
we got
Bisha.
Light Skin Keisha in the
Bisha
building.
In the mother-
bro.
What's up,
period.
Bro?
To lock her schedule down.
Okay.
Oh, see, I mean,
bro,
and we had to get her to PJ.
I thought I was talking
to
Barack Obama.
Not the G5. She said, nah, G6 only, or I'm not doing the podcast. I said, all right.
Fine, okay, bro. Yeah, talk that talk.
Fine, bro. G6 it is. Like, whatever, bro. Like, we're not going to have no money to pay these guys anymore, but it's whatever.
Yeah, our camera team is working for free because we had to fly her the private jet here. But, bro, I thought I was dealing with... She had Secret Service. I was like... She had a meet and greet in Rome. She had a show in Alabama. I'm like, can we just get her for an hour? So we got her.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard. It was hard.
Y'all
it was hard
crazy.
Getting you. It was hard getting Keisha,
no, we're
man.
Here.
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
Bro,
for the party.
Because we've never, like, really kicked it before. Like,
yeah.
I'll see you on set. I'll see you there. But last week, we're like, let's all go out.
Yeah.
So we all went out.
Yeah.
We had a time.
We had a time. And we were laughing the whole time.
Strawberry lemon drop.
No, literally, like, y'all's humor is insane. Like, and honestly, like, it's so interesting to meet people that's, like, actually funny. Because I feel like I'm the funniest out of all of my friends.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when I meet, like, you know what I'm saying? When you know other people that's, like, actually funny, it's like, oh, wow, like, I can laugh at you.
Right.
Like, you know?
It's kind of humbling because sometimes, like I used to hang out with a ton of comedians because I used to do podcasting with comedians.
Yeah.
And I always, like, I was always the funny kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I got to L.A. and I started hanging out with, like, literally the best comedians in the world, I was like, oh, I am not funny at all. I would, like, all the time, I'm like, I would just shut up. I'm like, I'm not funny at all. I wouldn't even try and make jokes. But now when I go back and hang out with, like my friends and people, like actors, this and that, I, like, went through the ringer with them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I did, like, a masterclass.
And they're like, you funny as hell.
Yeah. And now I go back and I make them laugh and I'm like, all right.
I got it.
I still got it.
Like, if I could be anything in the world, I would want to be a laugh.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like,
I agree.
Because laughs feel so
laughing.
Good.
I agree.
They feel so good.
It feels so good.
Yeah,
like,
I love laughing. I want to be a laugh.
Is that how you got started? Like what was, like, the first thing in entertainment that you wanted to do? What was it? Did you want to do comedy videos? Did you want to make music? Like,
you know what's crazy is because, like, I honestly, okay, so... My claim to fame is I really just was, like, talking shit.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, like, back in the day, like, I used to work a job or whatever, you know what I'm saying? A little 9-5, boom, boom, bam, bam.
Where were you working?
I was working at Topgolf.
Oh, the golf? Oh, wow.
I was working at Topgolf. So, the distance, I was, you know, I'm from Atlanta, so the distance that I was driving, it was, like, a 45-minute drive every day. And if it was traffic, it was about, like, an hour 30. Like, so I didn't have nothing but time while I'm in that car.
Yeah.
So I'll be in my Hyundai and I'll be driving to work, you know what I'm saying? But I'll just pick up the phone and I'm just talking shit. And then one of my videos went viral and then shit started going viral. But people would be like, oh, you're a comedian, right? And I'm like, no, like,
I'm just talking.
This is just me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm not telling jokes. Like, I'm being dead ass. I'm talking about my experiences. So people just found me funny. Because I guess it's just the way that I say shit.
Mm.
Right.
So people just found me funny.
And that's literally how I know Keisha. Like,
literally.
A lot of people might think I met Keisha just because we on the same show. I met Keisha about 6 years ago, 5-6 years ago in Atlanta.
There's a
flick of
us.
We'll post it on the Crew Has It page because I need you to send it to me because it's so funny.
I'm gonna send it,
bro. Like, literally 5-6 years ago, we met in the studio. I was like, yo, that's light skinned Keisha. I'm like, oh, shit.
And this was when he was, like, making beats, too. too. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, yeah.
That's what I was cooking
production
up.
Production was going crazy.
Yeah, like, I was in the studio with one of my boys, Torian. We was making
yes.
Some shit.
Yeah. That's so crazy, though. But like, literally,
and that
like,
was before you was. That was before you really started getting into music, right? Wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I was doing it, but it wasn't like I wasn't like, you know,
You was just like, you was just doing that some
hobby
shit.
I had a little toe in the door, you know.
She said she had the Hyundai, but now she got the double R.
Yeah, she got the double R. Play from the Hyundai to the double R, baby. It's a big jump, man.
2023.
Not 2022, not 2023.
So you're doing the videos. Like, what, like, when does it pop? Like, when do you start being like, holy shit, like, people are really latched on it? Like, was it immediate? Was it a slow burn?
So it was this one particular video where I was like, it's act up season, we finna act up, we acting up on these niggas, like, literally, you know what I'm saying, just talk about shit. And it out of nowhere, like, the shit went viral,
right?
Like, it was viral.
Was
like,
it Instagram or Vine?
It was
or
Instagram. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It was Instagram
when they first started, like, allowing, like, videos and shit, like,
exactly. Like, no, literally, mm-hmm. because, like, if you remember, like, literally, like, I was on Instagram kind of like when it first, like, started,
right?
So, like, when that started going viral, I was like, what the like, mm-hmm. I seen my followers at the time, I had probably like 50,000 followers. So at the time, like, when that went viral, I'd see my followers grow from, like, 50,000 to, like, 200K. Like,
mm-hmm. right.
Immediately. I mean, I was like, what the fuck?
Like, you like, what the fuck
I just
going
prayed
on?
To God. I was like, listen, I don't know what's about to happen. But literally.
But guide me.
Right.
And it's crazy because at the time, like, oh, my God, is this a transparency, like, moment? Mm. I was dealing with a right?
Right.
So, like, I was dealing with it, but... And I had found, I literally prayed, right? I was like, you know, God, like, remove any, I don't know what's about to happen, but remove anybody that don't need to be around me. Come to find out, like, I'm scrolling, I see a picture. This nigga's at his baby shower.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
He had a baby?
He had a whole baby. He was had a whole baby on the way.
And the girl posted a picture with him and the baby, and he had a big smile on his face?
In the Burberry.
In the Burberry.
He was really committed. He was fully in it. If he had the Burberry on, his over.
Were they like, matching Burberry?
No, it wasn't matching. It wasn't matching.
So it wasn't that
so
bad.
So he still was outside a little bit, but the matching Burberry, that would have been a wrap.
It was just crazy.
But Burberry,
to me.
Period, though. Yeah. Like, that's, you know, you're ready to be a baby father.
Yeah, like, you're fully committed.
So, yeah, now you ready for it.
I was like, wow, this is crazy. I was like, dang, God, like, you work real quick, huh? You feel me? Like, that was real quick. But, you know, like, I would not take any of my experiences that I went through, like, I would never take it back.
Right.
I don't regret none of it.
Of course, because that's what makes you you.
Absolutely.
That's what makes your, like, all the shit that you go through that's bad, that's what makes you funny. That's what makes you smart.
Yep.
That's what makes you, like, I truly am a firm believer in that.
No, literally, like, I love it. I love my whole process, my whole story, like.
Can't run from the process.
You can't. You can't. Like, I wouldn't take nothing back. Exactly.
I take back my ex, but other than that, okay. Yo. We won't bring her up.
Like, damn, whoever your ex, like, she watching this shit like.
Damn, what happened?
Nah, she's mad cloudy. She's probably like, when did she say? Anyways, yeah. We'll go on. So that video blows up, and then you start making more videos, like, in for the intention of, like, entertainment, and start like, yeah, making money, and the brands coming in.
I just really, like, I kept at it.
Right.
I just kept at it. Like, I was just talking my shit. Like, I'm literally, like, speaking from my mind.
Right.
Like, I'm just like, whatever.
And you
whatever.
Quit Topgolf.
Yeah, I got to a point to where I quit Topgolf because it was
everybody
a day, right?
Was like, yo, you.
No, literally. Yep. So the video went viral. I was at work. People were starting to notice me. They're like, oh my God, can I take a picture? Mm-hmm. So all of my, like, coworkers and shit, they're looking at me like, yeah, they're like, and then somebody, one of my coworkers said, they was like, it's gonna be a minute, it's gonna be a moment where you're gonna have to quit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what, you're right. But one day something came over me because I was at work, and mind you, again, I was traveling these far distances. They wanted me to be at work at 8 a.m. So you want me, that means really where I was coming from, like, that means I really got to get up at, like, 6 a.m.
right,
to beat traffic, get there at 8, clock in by 8:30, and then I clocked out by, like, 5:30, but it's like, I calculated it, and I was like, I only made $35 in tips.
For all that time.
For all of that time. And, you know, at the time when I was working in Atlanta, the minimum wage was, like, $210, $215 for waitresses and stuff like that. So
right.
I'm like,
yeah, because you work off tips.
Yeah, because you live off tips. Right.
That is.
I was lucky.
215.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 210, 215, something like that.
I was lucky. When I worked at a restaurant, I was in LA, and that's like 10 something.
So, but see, LA, at least y'all got 10.
Right,
like,
right. So if people weren't coming in, you're like, I'm still on the clock and making a little bread.
Exactly, exactly. But no, I wasn't making no bread. So I'm pacing the floor. Like, I'm sweating and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like.
But we about to Yeah, I gotta make some shake.
And I'm talking to everybody. I'm like, y'all, do y'all see what we doing? Mm. And everybody looking at me like I'm crazy.
You try to get them on board, like, nah, we gotta get a body.
She's not paying us. She had a top golf like, revolution.
Everybody no, like, girl, I need this.
They're like, bitch, please, I got my bills due on Uber. Like, I'm like, y'all. So I just went to the manager downstairs and I was like, yo, like, I was like, take me off the schedule and I'll just pick up shifts as I go.
Right.
If I want to. When I tell you, I walked out that door, I ain't never walked back.
Like, pick up not one,
and
one
I'm not,
more
and that's not to say that I just immediately hit success. No, I'm not gonna lie. Like when I left, I hit rock bottom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like I went through some shit.
Right.
I
was, so, well, if you're comfortable about talking about, like what was it? Like
I was homeless.
Yeah, me too. I got my car repossessed. I got kicked out of my place. Like all that.
Something happened. Like, I will say, like God, right? God is like amazing. Like literally, it was, something happened to where like. You know, he knew, like, you know, a bitch was broke. I was a broke bitch. So it's like, I couldn't even pay my fucking car note. So I remember, like, looking outside of the window at Topgolf, like, walking past the window to make sure that the tow truck wasn't coming to go. You know what I'm saying? But out of nowhere, the car note disappeared. The people, the company shut down. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the fuck it happened. It just went, I don't know. Like, it just happened. So I was like, okay, whatever, but.
So you just flat out own the car?
I don't even know. I can't even tell you what happened. Like, I remember because if I was late, they would call me, but then I stopped getting calls. So then I tried to call, and then it's like, it no was answer. No connection, no answer. So I'm like, what the fuck? But I'm like, maybe this is a sign from God. He's trying to give me some room to, you know what I'm saying? He make a room. He make a room. You know
what I'm saying? Because in fact, though, he can so
literally,
some steak.
Exactly.
I got my shit taken.
No, period. Like, I was literally outside the window, like, in between tables, like, okay, what y'all want to drink, huh? Like, you know, like, but literally.
They might have told my shit, but let me take y'all order.
Yeah, I was nervous as fuck, but I hit rock bottom. Like, I literally was homeless. I got into it at the time. I was staying with somebody, one of my friends. Like, me and her sister got into it. It was crazy, so I had to move out. I didn't know. Going back to my mama's house and living back with my mama was not an option. Because, you know, like, I'm a Virgo. My mama a Virgo. It's not going to work. At this point, where I'm at in my life, my age, it's not going to work. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I was like, I got to figure this shit out. And so I was just, like, living out of my car. I remember having, like, laundry baskets in the trunk of my Hyundai. Let me tell you something. One thing about it, that Hyundai, that was a part of my... Me and that bitch, we was here. So, you know, and that's where, honestly, like, my fiancé, Coca, he comes into play because at the time, we were best friends. And he was only a few people only knew about that situation. I didn't tell everybody about the situation. But he would be like, you know, we'll make some plays to where I could get a hotel. You know what I'm saying? Either it was going to go through or it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know. So it's like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? And he would be like up like, okay, nah, like, don't worry. I'm going to get you into a hotel. And I'd be like, okay, bet. You know what I'm saying? But
that's a real nigga right
there. Yeah, like, that's a real nigga. Idea. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to hubby.
I agree with all that. I can't say that, but I agree with
No, seriously. And so, like, that's how our like, relationship even got, like, more stronger because it was like, damn, like, he don't got to be doing this. You know what I'm saying? But he was, like, literally making sure every night that I was in a hotel and stuff. And he was trying to make me feel better about it. He like, nah, like, you lit. Like, you good. You in a hotel. Like, you in these nice-ass hotels. I'm like, nigga, this is not lit. I'm like, I don't want these people seeing me in these hotels. Like, I don't. Like,
I want my crib.
Next, I want my crib. Like, and you know, it's crazy because this is why I feel like it's important. Like, you are who you hang around to. Because back then, like, I was around a lot of people who didn't even have their own shit.
Right.
So they was, like, pumping fear into me. Like, nah, if you try to go get your own apartment, it's going to be hard as fuck.
Oh, yeah. That's so interesting. Because when you're around,
people like
who make a ton of money, and, like, the sky seems like the limit. You're like, if they can do it, I can do it. And, like, they're talking about, I got a flight here, flight there. And you're like, oh, shit.
I can do that shit, too.
Right. And then you go hang around people who are, like, I don't know. That's not going to work
They still
out.
Staying at their mama house.
Right, right. So they
cast that energy onto you. Yeah. Like, nah, I don't think I should do that either. And like,
exactly. They're projecting their insecurities onto you. So I'm over here thinking that it's hard as fuck to get an apartment.
Right.
But the crazy part is that I wasn't even in the position to get an apartment because, again, like, I was broke as fuck.
Right.
But what happened was I had dropped, like, I dropped two songs. And so my manager at the time was like, yo, do you know that you got, like, $5,000 in this account from your streams? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, from where?
What are you talking about?
$5,000.
So, hey, slap it over.
I'm like, wait. So I go to, I transfer the money to my account, and Coca at the time, like, I never even knew about IKEA. I didn't know IKEA was around for, like, years.
IKEA lit.
It's crazy,
I was
right?
I in that bitch.
So, no, literally.
I was getting a new crib right just now, two days ago.
The meatballs are good there.
The meatballs
are good.
And they
got
eats,
too. They got Cinnabons. They got everything over there.
This should be smelling good as fuck, like, you know? Like,
I sat in that way, and I'm like, the meatballs are good there. Make sure you get the meatballs at the IKEA.
Like, period. They could use a little more seasoning, but you know.
Yeah, that's our downfall, man. It's the seasoning.
Right. But no, like, it was interesting because I went in there and that was the first time and I was like, oh my God, like, I see, you know how you go in there and you see, like,
they
the
have
rooms.
Like the crib set up. It's like,
yeah,
a little crib
it's
in there.
Setup.
Like, hold on, this crib.
So
man.
I immediately get inspired. Like, so nah, I'm like, okay, bet. Like and he's like, just try to apply. Like, he's like, fuck it, just do it. So, like, literally, probably like a couple of days later, I get up. I got my, you know what I'm saying? I got my check stubs. I got everything that I need to go mm-hmm. apply for apartment. I go apply at 3 apartments that day, and the third one was the one I got into.
Third time's a charm, man.
Third time is a fucking charm.
Third time's a charm, man.
And how long do you live at that spot?
What's crazy is that it's crazy. Like, I could write a book. Like, okay, so I get into the apartment. I go in there. I get accepted, all that stuff. I get in there. I'm, like, crying because I'm like, oh, shit, I did it. Like, right. What the fuck? I'm like, these people done made it seem like it was so hard or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck? So I get in there. You and I believe that, honestly, I only stayed in there for about probably, like, 4 months because...
You started making bread.
Right after that...
You bought that crib.
Right after that, I get signed to L.A. Reid.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, and then at that point, me and Coca's relationship is like getting even tighter. And then it's like, he like, did you mind? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, none of that.
He had got his own apartment. He's like, nah, you don't even need that apartment. So he like, come over here. Like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, shit.
I'm coming. Let me pack my shit. I'm coming.
Right. So I'm like, shit. And at that point, I just kind of like, was like subleasing an apartment, and it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I was letting people live there. I was like, hey, you got a fully furnished apartment. You know what I'm saying? Like, just pay me the rent or whatever on the first, and then that's it. Like, you good. Shit. I done turned into a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? I done turned into a motherfucking boss at that point.
Yeah, I was a property management and all
that. Yeah, you know, I could put that on a resume.
Yeah.
She was at the door on the 31st. Where is it?
Yo, where my rent at?
Knocking at the door like, hello.
Hello, it's
like,
the first of the month.
No, seriously,
where's
though.
The check?
And I only stayed in there for probably like 4 or 5 months before that even happened. Damn. It wasn't even long, but... I fuck with it, though.
Yeah.
I was like,
gangster.
Wow, that was
that's
good.
Gangster.
That's gangster, right?
That's gangster.
Yeah.
So when does the music start, like, popping off? Like, when do you start seeing singles, like, hitting and...
As soon as I signed.
Mm-hmm. Immediately, you were dropping music.
Well, when I signed, yeah, you know, you get into the studio, you know, they got records.
You got resources and all that. Yeah.
All type of stuff. And then, you know what I'm saying, I'm previewing records. I previewed Believe That, and mm-hmm. that shit went crazy. One of my biggest records is an R&B song. It's Ride Good. Mm-hmm. That was charting. Like, it just was going crazy up from there. And I was like, damn. And next thing you know,
that's
here
so
I am.
Tough.
Crazy. Yeah. No, literally, I was like, what? It was moving so fast. Like, everything was moving so fast. Like,
hey, y'all gotta
like,
understand, I'm seeing all of this shit, too. I'm seeing all of this shit.
Yeah!
I just met her 3 years, 4 years, probably before, like, yeah, like 3 years. No.
You were like,
all of this
you were
happened,
six,
it's probably like 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah, I probably met you like 2 years before all
yes.
of this started happening.
I wasn't even signed when we met.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
so
fine.
I was still kind of like, I probably was homeless at that time.
I'm like, why Sakisa going crazy, dog?
No, seriously. I was like, wow. And then next thing you know, that's why, like, Coca, he really is like my soulmate and my best friend in one because, like, we bought our first Rolexes together. Mm-hmm. Like, we were signed to the same label together. Like, right. It was, all of that happened at once. So it was just crazy.
That's fire.
Right. Yes.
That's super fire.
So when does the acting start
yeah,
coming?
Yeah, the entertainment
in?
Business. Yeah. When did you step your foot into
that? Well, first of all, shout out to motherfucking Courtney Kent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we have to do it every episode.
Every
you
time.
You gotta do it every episode.
Every episode.
Every time.
Because Courtney Kemp is that bitch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Like, Yayo would say, thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Courtney.
Like, no, seriously. It was, you know, and the interesting part about it is one of my friends, right, before I got on the show, one of my friends was like, you know, Courtney Kemp follows you. And I was like, who's Courtney Kemp? They're like, oh, yeah, she's like the executive producer of Power, like, da-da-da-da. I was like, that's what's up.
Yeah.
You know.
Because did you watch the show?
So here, I got a tweet about it. I tweeted, I remember when Power was, like, everybody was talking about power, power, power. And I'm like, what the fuck is this show, Power? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is this show? Like, I've never watched it. I'm gonna get into it. And it's like, years later, here I am. It's crazy.
Right.
But at the time, I wasn't watching it. So then, boom. So then, like, my agent hit me up. He's like, yo, like, they want you to be on the spinoff of Power. And I'm like, the spinoff of Power? I'm like, what is it? And he's like, Power Book 2, Ghost, something like that or whatever. And I'm like, dead ass, I thought it was a joke.
Right.
I thought somebody was trying to scam me because it's like, it's too good to be true.
Like, what the fuck? Like, how?
Exactly.
Like, why?
No, dead ass.
That's so funny. That's such a hood mentality. You're just like, you're like, nah, if it's good, nah, I'm getting scammed.
No, seriously.
That's literally what happened when I was filming well, this is my second movie at this point, but my first movie in America. Shout out to Russell Hornsby, man. He's responsible for a whole lot of my career. I had a scene with him on Love.
Is he on BMF?
Yes, he's on BMF. I mean,
we'll let that
he's
slide.
On that other show.
We'll let that slide.
But yeah, he literally, we had a few scenes. And like, in between takes, he literally made a call to Andrew Rogers, bro. He made a call to them, bro. And he was like, yo, y'all got to come pick this kid up, bro. I don't know how y'all going to, y'all got to come pick this kid up. Here's his mother's number, blah, blah, blah. They call my mom. She's talking to them. Oh, we want to sign your kid to our agency, blah, blah. The movie's not even near done yet. This is like our third week of the movie, second week. She's like, this is like what? How? What do you mean?
Right.
She didn't believe it. She's telling me, I'm like, Mom, what do you mean? She's like, no, this is a scam. I'm like, bro, just talk to them, blah, blah. And then from there, it was just like, I was with Andrew Rogers after that. I was with ICM.
Because it's like, it's crazy because it's like the news just be sounding.
Yeah, it's just like, huh? Like,
trained.
How?
Especially like, where you come from, depending on like where you come from, it's like, what I do.
What do you mean?
It's
what like, did what I do you, for you them know? To want me right. to be part of this?
Like, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and then so he goes to continue. I'm like, so wait, what you mean? I'm like, spinoff of, I'm like, what you talking about? So he like, yeah, they want you to like, they want to fly you out, da da da. So he's doing all that. I'm like, all right, yeah, we'll see you. So they keep on, he keep on pressing. He telling me everything. They giving him updates. So
you like, oh, I bet we in this now.
So usually when I travel, right, I take my two security. Blah, 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 blah. You know, boom. He's like, the only thing is that when you go up there, you can't take no security. I'm like, oh, so these motherfuckers trying to rob me.
Okay. Wait, where were you going to casting?
I was going to a fitting.
Oh, a straight fitting at Steiner.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, so they trying to, you know what I'm saying? They trying to set me up. Somebody trying to kill me. Mm-hmm. Or you're something like, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I did, but. So, you know, like. For those who don't know, like, I'm 5'8", you know what I'm saying? Thick like a milkshake. Make it shake like an earthquake, you feel me? So I was like, if I go up there, I was like, okay, like you know earthquake. What? I'll see. They done booked the flight and everything. So I'm like, you know, when I go up there, we gonna see. But if somebody try me, I'm not going down without a fight.
Right,
like,
right.
That's gonna be my story. Mm-hmm, right. So, you know, like, but I was like, okay, fine. Like, I was so skeptical and I was scared because I'm like, oh my
what
God, I'm going
is this
to New
about?
York.
You didn't talk to anyone. You didn't talk to Courtney. No, it was just your agent being like,
I hadn't even met Courtney yet.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't even met her yet. Like, I was like, what the fuck? So it was up until we pull up to Steiner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I go in and I'm seeing, like, you know, the signs, like, ghost wardrobe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this shit real? Like, I'm like, oh, shit, a bitch in a fucking movie. Like, So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, they doing a fitting and shit. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then, like, this was back, like, you know, season one where they were doing, like, the in-table table reads. We missed those.
We missed those. Bring them back, please.
Please. Like,
please.
You know, with the sushi,
that's
the crab
legs. That's the family reunion right there.
Yes.
That's literally the family
So you
reunion.
Didn't even need to audition or read. This was a straight offer.
Oh, yeah. Nah,
that's what I'm saying.
Courtney was giving it to her. Yeah. I remember I was speaking to Courtney about, you know, when she first told me about this was going to be the show, this blah, blah, blah. She said, listen, I got a character that's based off of light-skinned Keisha. And I'm like, you can't cast nobody to play someone based off of light-skinned Keisha. You got to cast light-skinned Keisha to play someone that's based off of
light-skinned
Keisha.
Shout out to motherfucking Michael Rainey.
Yeah, like, you got to cast light-skinned Keisha. I was like, you making a character based off of light-skinned Keisha. Go get her. Like, go get me,
And
then we get to the table read, because I had that in my mind. Like, she had the character Bruchangia, she was written based off of light-skinned Keisha's personality. So I'm like, I'm at the table read, and I see my nigga Keisha.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit, we lit. I said, I was hype, bro. I'm like, nah, it's lit. I was like, Keisha in this shit.
That shit was crazy.
That shit was fire. I'm like, nah, it's lit.
And I remember him telling me that, too. Mm. And I was just like, that is fucking crazy.
I was like, yo, like, they got a character based off of who you are.
Yeah, he's like, he said that. He literally said, he's like, no, like, I told her, like, go get the real light-skinned Keisha. Like, you can't have nobody else play her.
Right,
like,
right, right.
And can't. I'm like, this shit is crazy.
Can't.
Like, it's crazy as fuck. So I didn't meet her until, I think it was, like, the first table read. Mm-hmm. And she walks in. She's like, Keisha, I love you. I remember you at this video. Da-da-da-da. I ain't know. Like, you know, Courtney can get a little ratchet.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is my bitch. Like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, she relates to what the fuck I be right. talking about. So I was just like, but the whole time, like, I'm in awe. Like, I'm not going to lie, like, I have this big personality, but I get shy,
right.
especially around, like, other, like, celebrities. And you know what I'm saying? Like, so I get shy. So I'm like,
everybody
oh, my God. Like,
too. Method Man was dead.
No, listen. When I walk in, I walk in, and Mary J., she just casually gets up walking across. I'm like, it was like word vomit. I'm like, how is you? How are you doing? She was like, fine. I'm like, oh, she think I'm weird as fuck. Like, I'm like, damn, let me calm down. You know what I'm saying?
She said,
yeah, literally. I'm like, damn, like, what's up, Mary J? What's up? You know the dance? Like, I'm like, what's up? Like, so she just, I'm like, oh my God, that shit is crazy. And I just remember, like, after me and Courtney Kemp, we spoke or whatever, I'm like, oh my God, I'm in this bitch. I'm sitting down. Next thing you know, I see motherfucking Method Man. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I'm like, shit is real. And then I'm like, oh. And then, like, Sax, he's getting ready to I'm like, oh, that's the motherfucker. Like, that's 12. Like, I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, that's 12. Oh, really? Like that, nigga.
And then I see motherfucking Lorenz Tate. I'm like, oh, hell. Like,
you got old dog in this
bitch. Old dog in this bitch. Like, what's up? Like, what you say about my mama, nigga? Like, oh, yeah, okay. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, so I remember, like, I'm texting my friends, and I'm like, I'm texting my fiance. I'm like, I'm nervous as fucking this bitch. Like, my heart, because I just started beating fast.
Right.
Like,
Was 50 at the first table read?
He wasn't. Yeah, I've not met 50 yet.
You haven't?
You haven't? Never met 50 yet.
What? Oh, my God.
That's so crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So crazy.
Yeah.
Like, 50, what up?
So what scenes do you remember from the pilot episode of Ghost? Like, what did you have? Because I remember, I always connect with people who are funny.
Yeah.
Like, on the page.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, because I when I read the script, it was like, Brashandria, and it wasn't written, like, hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, Courtney knew what she was doing because she wrote it low-key, but
she knew what you would have brought to
it. Right. What you brought to it was more of like, it just was so good and I didn't expect it.
Yeah.
And I remember like laughing at whatever it was. And I remember looking over like, who was that? Like, I just thought it was mad funny, but I don't remember what scene it was.
It might have been, well, for me, it was definitely, of course, classroom, because I feel like I'm the queen of the classroom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like one of the classmates was like, talking or saying, he was saying something. He said something smart, and I was like, "It's Bruce plus Chandria," and I was like,
"See your way out."
Yes, and I was like, "Mind the motherfucking business that pays you," or some shit like that.
Yes, that was it.
Something like that.
And I was like, "Oh yeah, she ratchet on you. Like, she not playing. Like she's applying the pressure." Period.
You brought it. You brought it. So you do the season.
Mm-hmm.
No audition, by the way.
No audition.
No audition.
That's a straight off.
Walk straight into the fitting. Like, yeah, this don't fit me right. I'm not gonna work for the episode. I need a different pair of pants for that.
You feel me? Like, pull out the mink. I'm in New York. No, I'm just kidding.
Give me the Timbs, nigga.
Period. Like, what's up? Like, period.
How many episodes were you in season one?
Season one, I might have been in, like, maybe 4 or 5.
Right.
Maybe. It wasn't too many, but I was like, okay, they start me off, you know what I'm saying, real slight, you know what I'm saying? But
did you start to feel, like, not validated in a sense, but, like, you know, I'm doing this. Like, I'm not just someone on social media. I'm not just, like, I'm an actor. Like, what was your process of getting into doing that?
Hell yeah. Well, I always tell, like, I always say, like, Michael, and I'd be like, you know, when I'm around you guys and I, like, the minute that I walked into the classroom and we just, like, immediately, like, you know, we get into it, like, you know, we're doing the rehearsals and all that stuff, I'm just like, I'm around all of these people who are, like, experienced as fuck, so you better bring your fucking A-game, bitch.
Right. You be bringing that shit.
You can't be a fucking, you can't look like a fucking rookie. So I'm just like, you know, like, they inspire me. Like, every single castmate, everybody that we work with, like, everybody inspires me. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm the type, I be looking at the camera, the type of cameras they be, I be like, y'all see what type of cameras we're using? This is some real shit.
And then when they bring out not two, but three, hold on.
Three?
We got old. We spending
y'all
money
just got
today.
Ari Alexis? Right. Like, what's happening? Like, this shit is big. Like, y'all can't play around.
What did you not expect, like, were you, like, how close they were? Like, because I feel like you were, as well as I, but a normal person, and then, like, doing social media, this and that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're thrown onto a TV set.
Yeah.
Were you like, oh, my God, is the camera that close to my face? Like, there's a microphone above my head. Like, what was going through your head?
What was the thoughts
on the first day of set? Because people who watch the show who aren't actors, this is, you know, they don't really know how that works.
They don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, I love on this bitch. Like, yeah, I don't give a fuck if I look ugly as shit. Like, bitch, y'all gonna see me.
Yeah, y'all gonna see it on the screen.
We on the TV.
Like, mama, look at me. Like, this ain't okay, baby. Right. And that's just how I was. Like, I didn't. And honestly, like, it was honestly amazing to see, like, how everything goes down. Because nobody thinks. But it's so cool. And I'm just like, I was just amazed at, like, how they can build a set and make some shit, like, look so, like, real. Like, I'm like, this looks like exact house. Like, my dorm room. I had, a dorm room. I'm like, they got the shea butter laid out. You know what I'm saying? Like, period. It's a like
Ken setup. Props.
You feel
Ken
me?
Props, Ken Props be doing the job. Yo, yes, Ken Props be doing the damn job,
like, literally,
man.
He be on it. He be on it. So I was amazed.
I'm bring the Props team on one day.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that'd be a great episode.
No, for sure.
Hell yeah.
So what was your preparation? Did you do something specific? Did you, like, maybe look at acting videos? Like, was there anything, or you just was straight up like, I'm here and this is how I'm gonna do it?
I'm here and I'm just, this is how I'm gonna do it.
I love it too.
I didn't.
It's more natural.
I could tell that was a process too. And then, like, our first day being on set is like, it don't even look like this was her first day being on the set. Like, it don't even look like this would be her first take. Like,
right.
She was really, yeah, man, my son was really.
That's so crazy.
I'm like, look at my nigga. Yo, I'm telling you, bro, when we did that first scene, I'm like, nah, Keisha's really in here. And she's really doing this shit.
Yeah.
Man. I'm like, yeah.
I'm like,
lit.
Damn, like. And that's so crazy because everybody always be like, you're a natural. And I'm like, really? Like,
yes,
real?
Bro,
like,
you really are, bro. I'm like, nah.
Thank you. I be trying to just, like, I try to challenge myself because, again, like, I look at y'all and how y'all, like, go immediate, like, into character. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't break a fucking sweat. Y'all make that shit look so easy. So I'm like, bitch, you can't break. Like, you can't be up in this bitch. They can't be like, oh, yeah, we got to get her off the next scene. This bitch, she doesn't know how to act.
Like, you got that shit covered for sure.
Like, she's from fucking East Atlanta. We got to get her out of here.
She's from Zone 6. Right. We got to get her out the fuck out of here.
Like, no. I'm like, damn, I got to really, like, challenge myself to, like, be better as if, like, I've been doing this shit for 10 years. So I'm like, I'm here.
You did the damn thing.
Thank you. Thank
that
you.
That shit do not look like it was your first time being on set.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And I watch the show, too. Like, I'll go back and I'll watch it and I'll be like, okay, so, like, you know, I try to be like, okay, I critique myself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I could have did this a little bit different.
Yeah.
I could have said this a little bit different. Yeah. I do that shit all the time.
Period. Like, right. I ain't gonna lie. Like, the first season, I had some big-ass teeth in my mouth. But, you know, I went to go get them changed. Yeah. Period. Shout out to the dentist.
Yo. Yeah. Yo, this is why you gotta love Keith,
right.
Bro.
Like, right.
I was like, damn, my teeth was big as fuck.
But every season, you find something, like, all right, I can fine-tune that.
Right.
Like,
well, shit.
Next,
like,
season ain't gonna be like this.
Period. Like, gotta have the wig laid. Right. Gotta be down. Like, can't
but
let.
I feel like that's always a process. Like, you know, trying to figure out also in your character, like, what fits best for you.
Absolutely.
You're kind of like refining, like, what you think you would or Prashandria would do.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's also a process of, like, figuring that out over
doing
seasons,
that shit
for
over
8 time.
Years, man. I've been doing that shit for 8 years.
Yes.
I mean, 2 weeks going to look
yeah.
Like,
yeah. But the waves be spinning. You know?
The waves going to spin.
Yeah. Like, I'm seasick.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I gotta bust a little more. I've been slacking lately. You know what I'm saying? Next week, they might look a little better.
Right.
That's a boo.
What was your favorite scene you shot? And like, what was the most nervous you ever were on set? Like, I'm curious about both of those things. Like, what's your favorite?
So it doesn't matter what season, right?
All season 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm.
I would say...
Or actually, not even 3. 1 and 2.
Not yet.
We can't talk about season 3.
Not yet.
If it's not a spoiler, we can. Like, people know you're in season 3, but, like, we can't talk about... Because this is going to air on Tuesday, so this is a couple weeks before...
So I can't talk about it then.
Mm-hmm. All right, so your favorite thing hasn't happened. What's the favorite thing that's happened season 1 or 1 and 2?
One of my favorite scenes, I think it was season 2 when we actually... Yeah, it was season 2. So season 2 when... Was that season 2? Because I'm trying to make sure that we're like,
If it's not, we'll cut it.
Yeah, if not, yeah. we could.
Okay,
because
season 2, was that when Rashad Tate comes in the classroom?
Was it season 2?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Is it?
Was it?
You saw that? Yeah, our camera guy wants us to shout.
Because
Carrie Milgrom dies.
When I seen him.
It's been a long time.
Thank you, bro.
For sure. Okay, period.
We needed that.
When I seen him walk in the room, I said, oh, shit. here we go. Let me tell y'all something. Like, when it comes down to movies, like, me, my brothers, and my sisters, like, we always watch movies growing up. Like, we're movie people.
Right,
like,
right.
We love shows, we love movies. So it's like, Lorenz Tate is one of my, like, favorite actors. Yes. So it's like, to be in the fucking room with him, I was like, oh, shit, here we go. Like,
different. And then you get to see his process of how he works is like, what the fuck?
His process is so, like, it's just,
it's like smooth. Like, he just like,
man, I be like, man.
Younger brother.
Yeah, young brother.
Like, he don't fuck up.
Right.
He don't fuck up. And even if it's a fuck up, you don't even know that it's a fuck
up. He just translates it into, like, something
like
different.
Like, that's what it was supposed to be.
That's what it's supposed to be.
And the thing is that the directors will run with it, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, that was perfect.
Because it'd be so seamless. It'd be so, like, damn.
I'm like, damn. And then I'm like, I'm in front of a real fucking, like, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I got to come with my A game. So I'm like, okay.
Now, Lorenz is different.
We got Rashad Tate in the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lorenz.
Yeah, man. We got to get him on. But we'll, when season 3 airs, we'll have you back on for a recap, and then we can talk
about your favorite. Scene. Yeah.
Yes, I can't wait for the recap.
We're going to cut this, but you talk about in the office, right?
I knew it.
Because when I walk in,
that's not even bad. That's not even a spoiler. We can keep that. But as long as you don't say it, but yeah, just in the office. That's it.
And it'll
be like, okay, now they're curious about what scene we're talking about.
Now, I will say, too, one of my other favorite scenes was when I was out of... That was season 2, right? Yeah, that was when I was out of the classroom. Mm-hmm. And we were at... Who died? Professor...
At the vigil. At the... Jabari's shit.
Yes. Professor Reynolds.
Yeah,
That was season two.
All
right. I'm not trying to have stars come at me.
Right.
Yeah, he gotta save us. He's saving us right now.
Yeah, when we was at the vigil, when we was at the funeral or the memorial, and I was like, and I was dressed in all black. I had the Jimmy Choo heels on. I was like, okay. I posted the picture. I was like, y'all, Bruce Chandra is out of the classroom.
Yeah, she's out of the classroom.
That shit went viral.
She looking fly.
Okay, looking fly as fuck. Titties was sitting up. The girls were saying, hey, okay, like. Period. I was like, yeah, what's up, honey? Yeah. It's a real bad bitch on your camera.
That's fucking hilarious.
Queen of Stansfield.
I love it. No, literally.
How fire are the clothes? Isn't the fittings the best?
The fittings are the best, especially when they actually, like, when they really, like, give you, like, a look. Right. You know what I'm saying? And the style is, like, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, ooh.
Especially when they give you one of them, like, we're going for this with this outfit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not one of them outfits for just, like, one of the quick scenes. Like, this is what we want for this scene, and this is what the outfit is going to say for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
I love that shit.
And I remember, like, too, first season, like, going into the fittings, I'm like, oh, these is, like, y'all be having, like, some low-key shit. You wouldn't even know that this is YSL, but it's YSL. Yep, like,
right.
I'm like, oh, the budget is crazy. Some...
Bro, the undershirts are Saint Laurent.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
I had an undershirt on. I checked the tag. It was Saint Laurent. I'm like, this shit is, like, $200.
Exactly.
More than that.
Exactly.
They could have gave me a Hanes shirt. Right. Yeah.
Like, they like, nah, we gonna put it on. We gonna
but
gonna
it feels different. They like...
I'm really finna get in the character now. I'm finna act now. Yeah, that shit feel good. I'm like, oh, y'all got some real, like... Like, okay, the budget is crazy.
They don't take it seriously.
Because I was keeping on season 2. I was keeping on the purple tags.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, take the purple tag off. I was like, no. They're like, you look like you're a hood rat. And I was like, I want to look like that.
Right.
I want to get. And they're like, they take every little thing meticulously and seriously.
They don't play.
Yeah.
But you be fresh as fuck.
Right.
Be fresh. I'm like, y'all be like Amiri down. I'm like, okay.
Amiri. I wear so much Amiri.
Montclair.
Dior.
Right.
Yeah, Montclair. Cleezy, like, Balenciaga. Right. I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
Don't play.
Yeah.
So the episodes come out, and what's the reaction of, like, your fan base, your family, the world? I'm curious about that.
Well, first season, it was a secret. They were like, okay, well, I got back, like, they were like, okay, we're just going to wait to make the announcement, da 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 da. And then, you know, when they send you, like, your photos for the episode and stuff like that, I was like, oh, shit, I'm finna post this shit.
It's time.
I'm finna shit on these bitches here, because I'm,
Did you post it before the episode aired?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it was like you look forward to
right, and then it went viral. Like people were like, oh shit!
Like when I posted it, I was like, oh, this has been like a big secret. You know, I had to put my own little caption.
Yeah,
little I'm like, oh my
god! They're like, catch power.
I've been keeping this from y'all for a long time.
Right.
Like I couldn't say nothing about it, but y'all can look forward to me being on Ghost.
And then like that shit went up. I think I got like 5,000 comments. Like people was going crazy. They like, oh shit!
And
like because at this point, you know, like power is just
ripe. You can't even put it into words what it is.
It's amazing. Just, right. Power. It's amazing. Power is power.
Right.
So it's like, wow. Like, and everybody was like happy. Like, they're like, damn, like, that's what's up. And it's crazy because I always knew that I was gonna be somewhere in the entertainment industry. Like, this is what I wanted to do, but I didn't know how I was gonna do it, but I knew I was gonna end up doing it.
Right.
Like, I've always said, like, acting is a dream. Like, so again, shout out to Courtney Kemp.
Shout out to Courtney Kemp.
I love Courtney because she sees people's personalities and she's like, yeah. This person can be this person.
Yeah, like,
and she makes it happen.
Period. Like, yeah, I remember one time she was like in the room. I'm like, I don't even know what to say to this girl. But besides, thank you. Like, she probably tired of me saying thank you. Like, I don't know.
I done heard you say that shit so many times.
Right. Like, no. Like, I'm really like thankful because it's just like it takes like everybody doesn't get the opportunity. You know, especially from where I'm from. Like, I ain't just from the slums or anything. But you know, like, I'm from Decatur, Georgia. Like, everybody ain't getting this opportunity. You know, so for her to see that in me and be like, you don't gotta audition. Like, there's people that literally auditions for these roles.
A-listers.
Like, mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Though, mm-hmm. So I didn't A-listers. Have to do none of that. Like, right. I'm like, I never, like, this is crazy.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. You just created a whole, like, you don't even know. She changed my life.
And we might cut this too because this is basically the episode after this one. But what's for you is gonna be for you.
Right, right.
You know
right. That's guys what, will get that soon.
Yeah, y'all get it soon. Yeah. But what's for you? It's gonna be for you.
Yeah.
And that's the absolutely. Perfect testament to it. Like,
it is, it is. And when I was like, I was just like full of joy. Like, I'm still full of joy because I still be kind of like, this shit is surreal. Yeah, like, even though then
That has to be crazy because we 3-4 years into it and I still be looking like, damn, this is really what we're doing. Right?
This is
like,
what we're doing. Yeah. Like, this is what we're doing.
But sometimes I'll just like, I mean, Michael's been doing this for so long, but I feel like I've been here for almost, I've been in the Power Universe 5 years,
yeah.
6 years. So, I still show up to Steiner and I'm like, bro.
Bro.
Like, you walk up to the production office, there's all the Power things, and then you walk through Steiner downstairs, there's Wolf of Wall Street, Joker, all these movies.
I think the one thing that hits me a lot, like, no matter how many times I do it, when I go into 25 Washington to go upstairs to the fittings and I see I see the ghost poster right there
and
next
you're
to
just
everything
like,
else. And I'm just like, this. I'm like, yo, what the
right? Like, look at you.
Like, bro, like, literally, like, filming Power, like, the original Power, I'll be walking through Steiner Studios, I'll see, like, you know, Gotham, I'll see all the other shows that would be filmed on there. And then, bro, I'm literally part of that. And, like, this my face right there. I'm like, that's
actually... Bro, this dude, like, sometimes it doesn't even hit him.
Crazy,
like,
bro.
We were in L.A. not this past year. This was, like, maybe when we linked up with Paige, like, almost 3 years ago now. Before
bro,
Ghost
really
even came out.
Flying,
yeah, before Ghost even came out. We went to the bowling alley. There was a billboard of Michael. On Sunset Boulevard above Saddle Ranch. And I was like, Michael. Like, I was sending him videos of it before he even got to L.A., when he got there, I drove him to it. I was like, bro, look
that
at this.
That was literally the craziest shit,
Michael,
bro.
Look at this. And I would drive to hockey because I still play. Like, I have like a group of friends. And if you drive down the 405,
it's like
I think
a big ass building, right?
It's on a building.
Mm-hmm.
And the season one poster,
the whole
was like,
entire building,
it was Michael's. It's that one right there. And it's Michael just in the middle. And I was like, Michael, look. And he's like, yeah, that's cool. I'm like, I grabbed it. I'm like, Michael.
Like, look.
This is you, bro.
This is you. Like,
this
crazy.
This doesn't happen.
And it's so
it
weird. Like, it's so weird because, like, you see it yourself. It doesn't really hit you. And then, like, around the time, like, Ish was with us in California.
Right.
But around that time, 2-3 years ago, Ish was also living in California with his cousin. And, like, every time they would be on the highway, literally every time, like, he would not miss a beat, bro. He would be driving down that same exact place you're talking about. He would send me, look at my cousin.
Bro, I send it every time. I'm like, bro.
And
bro.
I'm like, nah, that's actually crazy, bro. Like, it's different when, like, when you see it yourself, it's like, okay. And then when your people see it and it makes them feel a different way, it's like, oh, damn.
Right.
This is
because
really what
you know,
it is.
Like,
yeah.
Growing, like, you see, when you see people on billboards, that's like, you know, it just depends. Again, it depends on where you grew up, how you grew up. Like, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't happen for everybody.
Exactly. Like,
so it's like, you're not thinking that you're going to be in that moment. Like, or somebody's going to, like, your family, like, they looking at you like, damn, like, you're on a fucking building. You're on the side of a building. Like,
and the weirdest thing for me, bro, I see myself in Sunset. I see myself in Times Square. I see myself in fucking London, bro, on a little painting of myself in London.
Mm.
The craziest reaction I've ever got, bro, I was on my way back. I don't know where I was coming from, but I was with Pessy. And we driving. I make the left onto my block. And there's a bus stop right on my block. It's like, you know, the glass bus stops where they put the posters in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I look to the left, bro. I just slam on the brakes. I said, yo, what the fuck? And then Pessy's like, yo, what happened? What happened? I said, bro, look.
He's like looking for his piece. He's like, wait, who is it? Who is it?
He's like, yo, what the fuck happened? I'm like, yo, look, bro, look at the bus stop. That's me. I'm like, yo, I'm in my neighborhood.
Yeah, like, bro, you in your ugly,
That's when it really hit me, because like, imagine I'm like just walking up the block going to the store, and then like one of the neighbors, they walking past the bus stop, and they see me going to the store, and then they see the bus stop. They're like,
wait. I've been seeing
you for the past 8-9 years in this neighborhood, and you on this bus stop in our neighborhood. Like,
Michael, I think they know. You got like 9 Audi R8s in like Staten Island. Like, they know, okay?
No, seriously, like, but yeah, bro, like crazy.
That shit really hit me, bro. Like, being on the bus stop right on my block was the craziest thing.
Bro, sometimes it's the littlest stuff.
Yeah, like, bro, I don't know why.
You see the big stuff, and you're like, cool. But like one day it clicks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I remember I did a movie with Octavia Spencer, mm-hmm. and there's like this whole like full circle moment that happened. I'm not gonna get into it, but I just remember sitting, I was in a black car on the way to the premiere, and I'm like sitting there, and I went through hell in LA. Mm-hmm. Like I was bussing tables, I was dishwashing, I was getting cars repossessed. Like, my parents had no money. My dad couldn't even Western Union me $10. Like, I had help from nobody, but I just I grinded like crazy. And I remember just like sitting there in the back of this SUV, my manager's to my left, my publicist is in the front seat, my agent's in the back. And I literally just looked and I was like, this isn't real. Mm-hmm. Like this is not happening. Like, what the fuck? And then you go on the red carpet, mm-hmm. and I just remember being like, don't cry. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, I've been in some crazy situations, and I just remember being like, oh my God, just don't fucking cry, bro. You're gonna cry on this red carpet. Like,
yeah,
because everyone's taking mad photos of you.
The flashes are going crazy. Gianni, look here.
So right. overwhelmed, like, don't cry. It was that. And then the second one was, it was the Times Square, because they had the big loyalty sacrifice, it was the cast, and it would flip through everyone, and they would end with the photo of Michael, and I wanted to share that moment with Michael, because we started on Power, and then we kind of went into this whole thing. It was like, it's been us two.
Yeah.
So bro, we went to Times Square, and it literally flipped to it, and I saw my face up there, and I was like, bro, like...
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Insane.
I remember that day, too.
Bro, I will never forget, like, how happy he was. Bro, I'm literally, like, getting emotional right now.
I
will never forget, like, he was taking photos of me, like, on the thing, like...
I wasn't even taking pictures of my shit. I'm like, look at my boy.
Bro,
like...
Because it's just like, damn, look at us. Yeah, like, bro. Where you come from,
That
you
was
know?
Really crazy, bro.
Yeah,
that
like, and it's like, to other people, like, the Courtney Kims of the world, the 50 Cents of the world, it's like, y'all out here changing people's lives, you know?
Yeah,
like, y'all changing people's lives. Like, this is what's going on, like... But I do got a question for you.
Mm. What's up? Tell me.
How did you take... Okay, Power. We're back at Power. Like, how did you deal with people hating your ass?
Man.
Because I'm not gonna lie, you started pissing me off. Like, when I really got into Power, I was like, oh, Tariq, like you that need to calm it down.
It's crazy, because like at first when everything started happening, I'm like, people is mad weird. I'm like, what's wrong with these people? And then like, you know, as the season started going on, and it just started getting heavier and heavier, I'm like, as in also, like, y'all gotta understand, I'm also growing and maturing through all of this shit, too. So, like, I'm realizing, like, you know, I'm playing a character on TV that's doing a lot of fuck shit. I'm doing a lot of bullshit. And then, like, at the end of the day, I realized, like, you know, I'm getting reaction out of people. I'm getting emotions out of these people, and they invested. So, like, I look at it as, like, yo, they invested.
Yeah.
Whether they hate the character or not, they're invested. They're going to take their time out to, you know, see what the character is doing, and I'm bringing something out of them. And that's the whole point of, you know, being on the screen. That's the whole point of acting. You know, you got to draw stuff out of people. You got to draw emotions. You got to draw anger, happiness, whatever it is. You got to bring something out of the people that's watching you.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm bringing something out of the people that's watching it, and whether or not they love me for it or hate me for it, it is what it is. And after that, I'm just like, you know what? They enjoying it. Whether they hate me or not, they still enjoyed it, because they go watch next week. So
because people was taking it like serious.
At first, I'm like, nah, this is weird. Like, what is wrong with y'all? And it, you know, it's so funny. Like, before I started doing the bullshit, I was just like, you know, high and by type of character. So like, I would just be just walking on the street, and people would be like, yo, you look mad familiar for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And I'd be, yeah, I get it all the time. And I'd be like, oh, the kid from Power, right? They'd be like, yeah. I'm like, nah, it's not me. But after I started doing the bullshit, I couldn't even deny it. They was like, nah, that's you, nigga. That's you. And I'm like, yeah, it's me. So,
why
you
ain't respecting your daddy?
Yeah, bro. After it was season 3, season 4, I couldn't say it's not me no more. After that, it was done. So after that, I'm like, you know, the people are invested. They enjoying it. And this is what, it is what it is. This right. is what we
that's
do it
all,
for.
That's all you can take from that. Mm-hmm. It's like, no matter how much hate you got, whatever, death threats, mm-hmm. like,
yeah, people was trying to get me killed. Niggas was banning me from their cities.
People care that much.
It was like, yeah, you can't come to Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't come to Arkansas.
What?
I don't think I ever wanted to go to Arkansas, but it was a lot of people telling me I couldn't go to Arkansas.
You can't come to North Dakota.
You ain't valid.
I don't want to go there. Like,
you ain't valid in North Dakota.
If I catch you in Bend, Oregon, it's a wrap.
Yo, if I catch you in Montana, it's done.
I'm like, yeah, I don't got nothing to do with Montana, my boy.
You don't got to worry. But that type of shit was crazy. I'm like, damn, I can't go to Montana.
Right.
And yo, one of the funniest things was, there was a car dealership, like a car. It wasn't like a main brand or anything. It was like a broker, like a car dealership that sells uh-huh. different type of cars. And they had a big ass poster, bro. I forgot exactly what it said, but it had my face on it and everything. I forgot what it said. It was just something against Tariq, but it was a big ass billboard. I'm like, yo, this car company had to spend a good amount of money to put this shit up there. Like,
really?
Wow. Literally, bro. I'm gonna find it and I'm gonna show you about.
What did it say, something specific?
It says something like just against Tariq. I forgot exactly what it was. It was something against Tariq though. It was some weird, like, it was just yeah, it
that's
was
how
fun.
You know, it's just like
I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna send it to y'all cuz that was the one thing that actually shocked me too, like in the midst of everything of everyone saying, "Oh, Tariq can't do this, Tariq can't do that." The car dealership, the billboard was huge, bro. I'm telling
wow.
you. Huge, like right in the middle of their parking lot. It was huge. I'm like, ain't no way they just invested all of this money into me. But it was crazy. I'm like, damn, that's fire.
That's crazy.
We got car dealerships doing this shit.
Okay, give you the hate.
It was lit.
So we'll get into some fan questions because there's great questions.
Ooh.
But I'm curious. So you watched the original Power when? When you got on it or previously?
So Power was like going viral on Twitter.
Right.
I'm like,
you gotta get in on it, right?
I'm like, what the fuck is Power? I'm like, okay, let me watch this. By the time I started watching Power, okay, so wait, how many seasons of Power is it? It's like
it was six.
Yeah. Okay. I probably started watching Power when the fifth season came out.
Fifth, yeah, right. Fourth.
But
fifth
it was good because I got to binge watch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, I was drawn in from like the first episode.
Me too.
I was like, oh, shit.
I watched it in 8 days. Mm-hmm. When I finished, I watched it in 8 days.
Yes.
That is insane.
I didn't even leave my house. And I was like
damn,
that's
good.
A lot of episodes right. to watch in 8 days.
It was so many episodes, but it was so good. I'm like, oh, y'all don't understand. I'm like, if you're not watching Power, like, you missing out.
Well,
like,
the genius of Courtney Kapp was always, you always thought this is the end of the road.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is the end of the road. I went to lunch with Shane, Monica, and Gabby, who
okay.
Monica and Gabby were writers throughout pretty much all of Power. I think Monica was there since day one. And I was like, well, what is it?
Yeah.
Like, why is Courtney so good? Like, tell me. I want to know because I'm a writer too.
Yeah.
I want to know how she does this. And she basically explained, like, Courtney is the only person I've ever met that writes herself into a corner and she writes into a corner. She doesn't even know how she's getting out of it. Mm. She's the only person that is able to go, oh, this. So at the end of everything, you're like, they're not getting out of this. This is it. Because Courtney even thinks this is the end of the road for them.
It's over.
And then she comes up with something that gets her out of this and that, and it's genius. Like when Ghost killed Charlie Murphy's character in the prison.
Yeah.
When he slammed the weight over his head.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember being like, this is the end of the show.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's in.
I'm only at season, I think it was season four. I was like, mm-hmm. I'm only on season four. This it's is done. It. So mm-hmm. so Ghost isn't the rest of it. I remember seeing him at the table read, but it's a flashback. He's dead.
Yeah.
I was like, that was it. And then all of a sudden she's like, they take the suit off, they do all this, and then they hang the guy, and I'm like, only Courtney Kapp could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of how she put into words
genius.
Like how genius Damn. It was.
Because it'd be like, it's like when you think that you got it figured out, mm-hmm. you don't really have
right.
it figured out.
Yep.
Like,
right.
They finna spin it and mm-hmm. loop it in all type of right. fucking ways. And it's like, damn, this shit is crazy. Like, damn. Oh, God. I remember that. That's crazy.
That is a fact. That's a good theory. She writes herself into a corner.
Right. Isn't
She's
that
the only one that could write herself out.
Yeah. So what's your favorite scene in the original Power? I'm curious.
Oh, God. Okay.
Or character. Scene or character. You can't think of a specific scene.
Let me go now. Okay, let me say a couple of things about certain characters. Angela Valdez. That was a shady bitch.
Mm.
And it's bitches like her that's really existing out here in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew he had a wife.
Right.
Tasha, come on, girl. The driver, that's the best you could do.
Not my boy Sean, man.
The driver, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, like, girl, what are you doing? Like, when she started, like, playing with herself in the back, I'm like, girl, come on. Like, he got you up in his penthouse. Like, come on. At least go fuck with his daddy or something. I don't know. Like, you know, like, come on. Like, but I might have to say that my favorite character was probably Ghost.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, such a good job.
For sure. Like, but I will say, Tariq, when he started like piping up on, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh shit. Like, I started becoming very invested because I'm like, damn. Rest in peace, Raina. She had no chance. She had no chance.
I told her not to go talk to Ray Ray.
Like, don't go talk to Ray Ray.
I told her not to go talk to. I said, don't tell me.
Ray Ray just left.
We need her in here to just talk about the characters. Like,
girl, like, no, seriously. Because I'm like, damn, like, it was a lot. Now, Tommy scared the shit out of me. I'm not going to lie. It's always, you got to have the villain. You got to have the crazy villain. Like, it's the way that Tommy, he just keep that straight face and he like,
I was going to say who, but I forgot we're cool.
Don't do that. Don't do Tommy. Don't do Tommy.
No, that's my guy. No. That's my guy. We're working together. Like, that's my guy.
I love that.
Isn't that crazy that it turned? It was like this whole thing. Like,
I love it because I was in the middle of it. Like, damn, my uncle.
Right.
Damn, my right hand man. What I'm supposed to do?
Like, damn. That's crazy. I could literally go down. I would probably say like, but it was just like Ghost. He had like the way that he played his character. He played the fuck out of that to where it's like you really felt like this man existed for real. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? You walk in the streets like, hold on, wait, is that Ghost? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know. I would say Ghost would probably be like my favorite, but I mean, I have my own like little opinions and thoughts about
each character.
It's hard.
Yeah, well, that's what makes great TV. Like,
it does.
You can't fully love a character. They have to have flaws.
It does. Exactly.
Like, I don't know one character on TV that has zero flaws.
Yeah, exactly. That's Angela Valdez, though, I just can't get over her. Right. And what's the detective? She talks like this.
Oh, Blanca.
Blanca
Rodriguez.
Yes. I'm like, girl, like, go.
Bro, I was watching Batman the other night. She was in it. I was like, oh shit.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'm like, girl, go find something to do. Like, you always in somebody busy. Like, you trying so hard. Like, you can't catch them. Like, leave them alone. Like, but...
Yeah, she on my heels at the end of last season, too. At the end of season two, she on Tariq Hills.
On your heels.
You gotta watch out for her, man.
I'm like, yo.
We gotta watch out.
All right, let's get into some fan questions here because I want to get into...
I love the fan questions.
They're really good.
Especially
this week,
they probably fire.
Okay.
There's mad dude's numbers on here, so I had to, like, scratch those out.
Okay.
Everyone was like, tell him,
Single.
Like, Coco, come up here, wild out.
Yeah. Right.
Keep the numbers off the screen.
Right.
So, Co-Papas, they always ask great questions. So, do you think your character could be a savage like Effie, or do you think she would fold under pressure? Now, before you answer that question, as Gianni, I'm very protective of Brayden. Like, I know what he can and can't do. So, me would be like, he'd never do this. He'd never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think of it as Keisha. Think of it as Bruchandria, as hard as you can. Like Tariq, Michael's protective of Tariq as well, very rightfully so. But think of it as Bruchandria. Like, do you think she could be in the game or not?
I think Bruchandria could be in the game.
I love that.
I think Bruchandria is like a down ass bitch. It's just like, don't fuck with her.
Right.
You know, like, she's got this like confidence, this like thing about her, like, and it's like, okay, if y'all selling drugs, like, she ain't gonna say shit. She gonna, you know what I'm saying? You give her a little something, she like, do y'all thing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. But I feel like Bruchandria could grow into being like,
right, if she got wrapped up in it or something.
She could be boss
lady. She know how to move around.
Exactly.
She'll know how to move.
Exactly. And because Bruchandria got like the sex appeal, so she could distract motherfuckers.
Yep.
Right. You feel
she'll
me?
She'll be that perfect offset.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. You wouldn't see it coming.
They look at her like.
Exactly. And she book smart.
Crazy shit, but she fine, though.
Yeah. Like,
she talking some crazy shit, but she fine, though.
And she book smart.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can see that. I can see that happening.
Right. All right, Mike.
Roxy.
Oh, I like these questions.
Roxy Tunchi asks, what's one thing she loves the most about her character and why?
Oh, okay. I love the fact that how they wrote the character is basically like, okay, she's a black girl, but she's in this Ivy League school. It's like she's the top of the class. And it's like, you know, in real life, it's like, you know, a lot of people kind of like, they have this like perception of black women not being, they can't get into these schools. They can't be in these classes. And it's like, Bruchandria walks in and it's like, But you can't top me. You don't know more than me. Mm-hmm. And she gonna argue you down about whatever the point is, and she's gonna make her points, but it's still like she's the head of the class.
And she still gonna have that spiciness and that ratchetness with it too.
Exactly. She's gonna check your ass and let you know, like, bitch, I'm smarter than you. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't beat me. And I think I love that so much because there's so many like beautiful, smart black women out in the world. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't get into these classes. We can't get into these schools.
Zoom right in on me there. So many. And
if, you say, yeah, they're
like, and if you're watching this, DM me on the ground. I'm sorry, go on.
Gigi, I found out that Gigi like a sister. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, you like the girls, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Alex blew my cover. She was like, oh, he be getting them. And she started going down on Instagram. I'm like, Alex, chill out.
I was appalled. I'm like, oh, so you like the... Okay. Well, let me go. Couple of homegirls.
Where are you at?
Right.
But go on. I'm sorry.
I love. That's basically like my point. Like, I just love the fact that, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's just smart as hell. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? It's like she's beating the odds, right. Basically. Like, right. You know?
She's smart as hell and she's still swaggy with it.
Swaggy, you know?
They love Bree. She asks, what is her favorite part about acting?
My favorite part about acting is being amongst my castmates and seeing, like, just being a part of, like, the experience. And the thing is that people would never know how long these days get. They would never know how, they have no clue. Like, you know, you might be there. Your call time might be 6 a.m., but you might not film until 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Like, it takes a lot of hours. You got to have a lot of patience and stuff. But I wouldn't trade it for the world because it's just, like, when you see what it turns into.
Right. It's all like, worth it. It's all
I know.
Worth
it. I just watched the first episode of the screener for season 5. And like you do it, and then you're just like, oh, cool. Like, well, like that's what. And then you don't think about it.
You don't think about it, but when you see
bro,
it,
bro, when they put the
editing,
because when
the
you're
music,
doing it, right,
the editing,
bro,
the music,
bro, the music edits. That episode
5.
Tank, who are getting on this show, bro?
Shout out Tank,
I'm
man.
About to show you this, bro.
Fire.
Michael.
Oh wait, my Tank God. Who?
I'm hyped.
Tank the singer?
No, Tank, Big Tank. He's the music.
Oh, Big Tank. Shout out to Big Tank. I was just.
Oh, you were just, yeah.
Yeah, I was just.
But yeah, bro, it's crazy. So when we're doing this.
My laptop got water damage right now. I can't fucking watch that.
Yeah. When we're doing it, there's no music. There's no score.
Yeah.
There's no color correct. There's no anything. It's literally us two people, and you're supposed to not even notice the camera, so you just live it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then when you watch it, they put the music in.
See that shit come to life.
They see the cuts and the zooming in. Yep. Like, they get really intimate. You see what they do with it, and you're like, oh, my God.
And like, let me tell you something, too, what I like, because, again, shout out to Big Tank, because what I like about him as well, too, he enjoys what the fuck he does.
Oh, like crazy.
He's like, I can tell, like, he's envisioning, like, okay, this like, am I, like, what's going to be, like, you know what I'm saying? What's going to be the perfect, like, soundtrack to, like, put over this scene or whatever case. He's mapping it out. Like, I love that. Like, he's genius. Like, he enjoys it. Like, and you can't get, it doesn't get no better than a person who actually
loves what
they're doing.
Exactly.
You know, you can tell, like, he just loves it.
He does all the power shows. I think he does BMF. Like, he does.
Ooh, what does he do?
Yeah, that the other one that's doesn't really get as good ratings as us, but he gasp. Do you like that show? Do you watch it?
That's crazy. I just had a hosting with old dude.
Who's old dude?
Da Vinci.
Y'all making me feel like I can't even say shit.
Who's old Da Vinci?
No, the other one.
Oh, wait, the one that you can smell or not that one?
Are we cutting? Yeah,
no, we'll keep it. We'll keep it. I don't care.
Did he ask you how he could get you on his show again or not?
Break that news.
No, like our sections was literally like right together, like next to each other.
Was it Da Vinci? Was it Da Vinci?
No, it was Meech. Lil Meech. But no.
Yeah.
We didn't speak.
No, we just fuck around. Like, honestly, we want to get them on this.
For sure.
And Da Vinci's dope, but, like, we play around a little bit.
Yeah, no,
but
I watch the show.
Sometimes they'll say something, like, out of pocket, and you're like, okay, like, we're messing around, but, like, don't.
Like, is you serious?
Right. It's more of, like, this thing, like, we're both joking, but, like, are we both serious? Like, we don't even know.
I like that. It seems like a friendly competition.
It is.
It's a little friendly
And at the end of the conversation, he'll be like, all right, stay safe, like, whatever.
Yeah, like y'all be
we
good.
We just, like, shit on each other for, like, 4 days on Instagram, and then he's like, all right, have fun filming. I'm like, all right, you too, bro. I don't know where this is at.
Yeah, right.
Michael does. Michael's like.
No, I actually do watch their show.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I like it. Shout out to Cash Doll. She doing her thing.
Yeah.
Period. It's like,
you got any more fan questions or what? Like,
All right. We'll get into some, housekeeping items. So this is going to air on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then we have one more episode the following week.
Okay.
That Tuesday. And then that
episode
Friday, Power Book 2 Ghost Season 3 finally drops. So we're in talks with Starz right now. We're going to do a live podcast.
Oh, yes. The crew got you.
At the premiere of the event. So you guys can tune in and watch. It's going to be crazy. So we'll have an episode on Tuesday, and then we'll probably have another episode that Friday. Mm. We probably won't do that. We'll go back to normal Tuesdays. But for the next 9 weeks after that first episode, we're going to be recapping the show. So we're going to have on actors from the show, writers, producers, everyone. We want Frank in there with the outfits. We're going to be having everyone from the crew on, the cast. We're going to talk about the episode, what just happened. What do we think is going to happen? We're going to get into some ghost stuff for the next 10 weeks. So if you're not caught up,
we're going to be locked in.
Please catch up.
Catch up now. This is your chance, because after this is... We roll.
Y'all remember Power Confidential, which everyone hopped into, which they don't really do anymore. So the boys are.
Listen, this is the hub now, baby. This is the hub. We can all talk about it. We can chop it up, recaps, share y'all opinions. We're going to share all opinions.
Right.
It's going to be lit.
So we got a lot of stuff coming for you soon. But that live episode is going to be crazy. It's going to be on that Friday, the 17th. So. Make sure you're tapped in.
That's going to be a movie.
This is exciting.
Yeah. Oh, we'll have you on. Think of your favorite episode. Right now, think of it. Don't say it. Think of it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have you on for that to recap it.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Let us know whatever episode you want to recap. We bring you back for that. Yeah.
Can't wait.
So what do you have to plug besides, obviously, the greatest show on television and stars?
I don't know.
Follow your IG.
Follow me on Instagram at LightSkinKeisha. I'm on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I'm on Snapchat, my Zelt. No, I'm just kidding.
Yo, take the TikTok.
She got the TikTok, too.
She started a TikTok trend where just everyone was just shaking their asses. And I literally sent
love
her,
that trend.
I sent her a private DM. I was like, thank you for this.
Like,
love that trend.
Yeah, that was to my song, Give Me Head. So go stream that. Yeah. Go stream Give Me Head.
Like Keisha said.
Yeah, do it. Keisha said.
Honestly, like, if you see me, like, driving to Manhattan, like, I'm
Don't be scared. Yeah, period. And go shop Original Baddie Club.
Oh, yeah, she just dropped.
At OriginalBaddieClub.com. Yes, I did. You know what I'm saying? I got the drip, period. I got for the baddies out, period. So that's just that.
It's going to have you looking like a little Coke bottle and shit. Go fit you real nice and tight and sculpted and all that.
Exactly. So the girlies hit me.
Go shop.
Michael almost made me cry this episode.
Is it bad?
I love that.
That was like, what? And I saw your eyes tearing up.
Yeah,
Bob,
I said it was, but I ain't gonna lie.
When this shit teared up, I was like, no, motherfucker.
I'm holding on. I'm like,
I was out here trying to like look away a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I was like, damn, like, don't cry. Like, damn, like, come on, GG.
We got vlogs coming. So
got vlogs coming. Where's 22 is the YouTube. Make sure if y'all not subscribed to that, go subscribe to that. Where's 22 on Instagram, TikTok, Michael Rainey Jr. on Instagram.
Yeah.
Tap in with me, man. Come chop it up with me. I might answer you for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'll be chopping it up with y'all sometimes.
Okay.
So holla at your boy. We back very soon. So make sure I do not miss it. And if you're not caught up, catch up. Because y'all got a lot of catching up to do, bro. Season three is all over the place. You're not going to want season three to start if you're not caught up. You're going to be all over the place. Catch up, season three on the way.
And when I tell you that first episode, like, I'm not even saying it. This is the best season by far. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it. I'm super excited for you guys to see it. So make sure you guys are tuned in. Subscribe to us on the YouTube. Follow the Instagram. Follow all that, because we're going to be doing updates, stuff about the show, stuff about events, like all that stuff.
We're going crazy.
So follow Johnny V. Pillow Instagram, Johnny V. Pillow TikTok, and that's it.
The crew has it, baby. We're here with Light Skin Keisha Big Bank Bishop.
The crew has it, and you have it.
And you have it.
Yeah, you guys, right? Thank you, Keisha.